You know, when you're listening to translate, you listen with a different level of concentration. And when you're listening to absorb, you listen with a different level of concentration. May Allah preserve Hazrat Maulana Hanif Sahib. May Allah reward him handsomely. May Allah Ta'ala reward all our kabireen. I must mention that Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Allah Pak inko jazai khair de, ke inhone itni bari himmat ki ke hum jaise nalayqo ke bayan mein Hazrat tashreef rakhe. یعنی مجھے تو اس پر حضرت کے اوپر اتنا مطلب رشک آ جاتا ہے اور میں کیا کہوں ان کے اخلاق عالیہ پر کہ میں تو ان کے شاگرد کا شاگرد تو میں کہا اور حضرت کہا لیکن برابر بیٹھے رہے. اللہ ریوارڈ ہیم اینڈ وی لرن سو مچ. اللہ پریزرو حضرت مولانا. ہی سیڈ سو مینی تھنگز جسٹ ٹو ٹائی اپ ون ٹو وٹ ایور آئی لائک آئی سیڈ وٹ ایور از کمنگ ان مائی مائنڈ. ہی کمنٹس آن دا فیکٹ آف دا لو آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And then he went into a bit of academic discussions that in essence prayer, whether it's lengthy standing in prayer or prostrating, the real message is connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he cited some very, very amazing examples about the connection and the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One in particular, the great lengthy bahas, and then he brought in, mashallah, the different ulama and shuyukh. And he spoke about our aslaf from Deoband, that what great knowledge they were custodians of. They were custodians of great knowledge of deen. So anyway, this is an injunction of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed us that we must send salutations and salam on the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba came and they said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an injunction that has come upon us. How do we understand salam, but we don't understand salat. We don't understand salat. How do we confer salat on you? And then he digressed by saying, salat, we're not referring to salad that we eat. And then he spoke about Maulana Abrar Dulyawi rahimahullah, that he says, once when I was in the UK, I found of a person that prior to, you know, the iftar time, he was busy engaging in prayer. And while he was making prayer, every little while he was turning his gaze and looking back. So making dua and rotating his gaze, making dua and keeping a watchful eye. So someone asked him, what's the whole story here? He said, no, they're going to be dishing out halim. I hope they don't take minds away. And then he even went, we know Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib, alhamdulillah, was an academic man and he was a philosophical person. And he said, what an insult. Halim is the attribute of Allah. And we have reduced it to one dish of ours and one savory of ours or something that we consume. Otherwise, Halim means the tolerant and the forbearant being. So we use different phrases. It's strong, it's bitter, it's pleasant, it's unsavory, whatever. And these are terms that we are actually crushing against the attribute. But very academic, and you know, I don't want to go into all this here as well. But be it as it may, he spoke about this here. Now, it's very, very intricate, but there's one, two things that we can learn from it, and that's why I'm sharing it here, even for the general person. So, be it as it may, the Sahaba asked, and the verse was revealed, and then in that verse, we have been taught that, what do we say? We say, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who bring iman, send salutations and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you really analyze and dissect it, when we send salat, what are we doing? We're asking Allah to invoke the mercy of Allah on him, on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So actually we have deflected the whole responsibility. If you really academically dissect this here, we have been told, send salutations. And the translation of Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, what is it? It's actually to say, oh Allah, you send. So the question is, that if we have been told, why are we handing it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And subhanallah, the answer given by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah is so amazing. That you as the ummah, to connect yourself with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been tasked to send salutation. But you are so deficient, and you are so inadequate, and you fall short. And you don't deliver aptly because of the great lofty rank and status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So submit and surrender and concede your inability. Allah, you have told me and I agree, but I want to openly confess, I am defeated and I am feeble. I have returned the thing to you, O Allah. Now you send salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa zid wa tahannan ala habibina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Then he obviously spoke about the famous hadith, liwa'ul hamdi biyadi yawm al-qiyamah, the shafa'ate kubra, the supreme intercession. Now, a lot of things could be said, but one thing that he highlighted there in great detail, that we do know that the Nabi of Allah will commence the account, will intercede on behalf of the entire creation. But Allah will instill this into the creation on the day of Qiyamah, that they will first take their request to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, then to Sayyidina Ibrahim, then to Sayyidina Dawood. And ultimately, every Nabi respectively will decline, and then they will come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yes, there will be that word from Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the only one that can make the supreme intercession. Why is it that first Allah will direct the creation individually to the individual Anbiya and ultimately refer them to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because if they had to come directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he rescued the crisis, some person from a previous nation could well claim and say, well, don't boast or brag or rave about the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rescued the entire world. My Prophet wasn't given the opportunity. Had you approached him, Ibrahim would have delivered no less. If you came to David, Dawood alayhi salam, he would have delivered no less. But a practical demonstration of approaching the respective individual Anbiya will take place. They will decline, thereby adding more value and appreciation and merit to subhanallah the intercession of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he obviously elaborated on the word samad, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent and Allah is self-sufficient. And just to summarize it, the word samad commonly translated independent or self-sufficient. But samad actually means the being who doesn't need anyone and everybody needs him. And then he explains, the ulama have mentioned that what is samad? Samad, Allahu samad, is that being that you beg, beseech and implore him that he accepts you in his court. But he is so independent, and he reserves the rights and the liberty not to accept or to decline or reject. And it's your duty and you morally, ethically, religiously obligated that you keep on begging and beseeching. And if he decides to accept the last prostration prior to your death, consider yourself fortunate. Consider yourself fortunate that he's accepted it, because there's no obligation upon him. It's our duty that we go out to Allah. And then he obviously spoke about the aspect that why has Allah made us do ibadat when the malaika are the celestial? They make the perpetual worship of Allah. From the time Allah created them, they're in worship. And amazing the analogy by the relevant scholars as they provided it, that the worship that impresses Allah is a worship that is connected with a bond and a flavor and a meaning. So the angels worship, but this does not emanate from a body that comprises of passion and weakness and lust. So it doesn't really translate in an active bond. It's compliance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But surely the collective glorification of the galaxy of angels does not bring the throne of Allah into motion as one young lad, when surrounded with evil and vice, modestly drops his gaze and glorifies Allah. That impresses Allah much more, because this is stimulated by feeling. This is motivated by action. And this is what we need to realize, that we need to create this bond and this connection and this relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the last thing that really hit me, because I've heard this hadith, but Hazrat Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah's words was something that was I heard completely new, and it was so amazing. And he obviously spoke about Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, speaking about Hazrat Maulana Yusuf rahimahullah's caliber and profoundness of knowledge. And in that he said, in that great hadith, because then he went on to the aspect of the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu anhu, and I'm not going to go into that here, and how they performed their prayer despite the fact that they were enveloped in blood. They were enveloped in blood. And we don't pray and we neglect our prayer. But one particular thing and something for us to really introspect over. So the very famous hadith in Bukhari Sharif, where three people were traveling and then they took shelter in a cave. And then it blocked, a boulder fell and it blocked the mouth of the cave. And now they needed to ask Allah to grant them, deliverance from this crisis of theirs. And we know they interceded through their actions, at tawassul bil amal as-salihah. They interceded to Allah via the agency of the nobility of their deeds. But something that Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi said, so amazing. He said, if you analyze the respective deeds that they submitted in the court of Allah and asked Allah to relieve them of their crisis by virtue of which they made their supplication, you would be astounded to know, you would be perplexed to discover, none of them submitted their individual worship. Allah, I worship so much prayer. Allah, I observe so much fast. Whatever the nature of it was in their respective nations. But rather, each one of them spoke of their interaction with fellow humans. Some spoke about with their parents and the milk and the entire night. And the other one spoke about loyalty to the due of his employee. And the third person spoke about the relation with his cousin, as Maulana Ibrahim Sahib also spoke about it. So effectively, what did they submit? They submitted their dealings. And then Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, these people submitted their dealings in a court of Allah, by virtue of which Allah moved the boulder which had blocked the entrance. If you will also clean your dealings, refine your interaction, improve your relation, and then call out to Allah, Allah will move the boulders that is blocking your entry into Jannah. So this was said in so many things of Hazrat Tanwi alayhi rahma in the khutbah in Jahannam in Jannah. And I'm not going to go into all those things. Yeah. But Allah rewarded the Maulana Hanif Sahib was really, really awesome. Maulana, you've just added to my experiences of life. You know what? I can say this in one of my talks, inshallah. Once when I was in Canada, off the hook I was put on. Jazakallah for that.
Jazakallah. So, bhai, sunnaton par amal karoge? ہمارے اقابر کی آمد یہاں کامیاب ہوگی؟ نمازوں کی پابندی کریں گے؟ روزانہ دو رکعت صلاۃ التوبہ پڑھو. ہمارے بزرگان دین کی آمد اسی لیے ہوئی ہے. آپ سے کوئی دولت لینا، کوئی پیسہ لینا قطعاً یہ مقصود نہیں ہے. ان کی آمد اس لیے ہوئی ہے کہ امت کی زندگیاں بن جائیں، اس لیے آئے ہیں. تو آپ ان کے آنے کی قدر کرو گے، سنتوں کے پابند رہو گے، اپنی زندگی کو اپنے قلب کو صاف کرنے کی فکر کرو گے. اللہ ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.